Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
Oftentimes in visiting with people about the church and becoming a member of the Lord's church, I hear sometimes people will say, well, you know, the other day I got saved, and about 2 weeks later they voted on me that I could be a member of such and such group. Is that the way it happened in the New Testament? Are people voted into or decided on by men that they can become a member of a certain religious group? How does a person get added to the church you read about in the New Testament? Well, thankfully, we have a divine record of how they were added to the Lord's church. I want you to listen to the words of Acts chapter 2. And in this gospel sermon, Peter has preached that Jesus is the Christ, He's the Lord, the Son of God. They then ask, what can we do? What do we need to do to get the blood of Jesus off our hands so we can be forgiven of sin? And Peter said in Acts 2, verse 38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. The text reveals to us that those who gladly received His word were baptized. Now, those people who were baptized to obey God's plan of salvation, who had their sins washed away, were they voted on? How were they added to the New Testament church? Verse 47 tells us, listen to these words. Acts chapter 2 and verse 47, the Bible says, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who are being saved. Who added them? Did some council get together and vote? Was it a vote of the whole religious? No. The apostles didn't even vote. Who voted? Who decided? There wasn't a vote. When they did what God said, God automatically added them to the Lord's church. How pompous and arrogant it is for men today to think, to even fathom the idea that they have the power or the ability to add anybody to any religious group. God's the only one who has that power. Why? Because He's in authority. Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, Jesus has all authority because it is the church of God. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 1, and it is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Acts 20, verse 28, if anybody has the right to add people, then it's only God. Well, what did God do to add people? Well, He simply noticed that those people, He recognized those people had done what He said to become Christians, and their names were written in the book of life, Revelation 3, verses 3 through 5. Well, you might be thinking, okay, that's all good and well, but how does a person become added to the Lord's church? Well, here's how that happened. In the New Testament, men and women simply heard God's word preached. The Bible says in Romans 10, verse 17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so to be added to the Lord's church, I first have to be willing to hear what God says. Having heard that Word, recognized it's from God, and Jesus is the only way to be saved, I then have to commit to that. I have to be willing to believe. Acts chapter 8, the Ethiopian eunuch is traveling down the road with Philip. He's been teaching him the gospel. And they come to a certain water in the distance, and he says, hey, here's water. In essence, you've been telling me what to do. What's stopping us? And do you remember that condition? If you believe with all your heart, you may. Acts chapter 8, verses 36 through 38. Having believed, though, then you've got to be willing to repent. In Luke chapter 13, verse 3 and verse 5, Jesus said, unless you repent, you'll all likewise perish. I've got to change my way of thinking and change my way of acting. I've got to change my behavior to match what the New Testament teaches. Then I must be willing to make that great confession. Jesus said, if you won't confess me before men, neither will I confess you before the Father who is in heaven. But were they added to the church after they'd done all these things? No, not until they'd done one more thing. The Bible says in Acts 2, verse 38, those who gladly received their word were baptized, and they were added about 3,000 that day. Notice it was after baptism. Acts 2, verses 41 through 43. After they obeyed God's plan on baptism, they were added. Added to what? The Lord added them to the church. Acts 2, verse 47. So we ask you, have you been added by God, not by men, by God, to His church? If not, why not simply do what the Bible says? Become a Christian, nothing more, nothing less. Just become a member of the Lord's church. We hope you'll think on these things as we study the Word of God together.